Project 101.5, it's Friday. Oh, Captain, my Captain, got John Buxer on the horn. How you doing, sir?
I am doing great.
Awesome.
Been out hiking on, weather.
What? Yeah, a little bit warm, but, you know, nice to get up in the mountains where it's a little cooler.
Yeah, absolutely. Forces you up higher.
And
the
least,
forest is still open.
Yeah, and at least this year, you can go out there because, unlike Colorado Springs, knock on wood,
yeah.
No big fires yet. Not right here.
We had ours. Yeah. Well, the Gila's had a tough time.
True enough.
The Gila National Forest, the wilderness section, that's burned. So that's very sad. That's one of my favorite wild areas. So I feel sort of sorry for all the critters down there. They don't have quite as much space to live in now.
Hmm. That's too bad. I know the Gila does come up an awful lot. I think... It's got some government protection though, doesn't it? Or is it kind of on the list for to be protected?
I think it was like the first place that got protection, so it's hanging in there okay, as far as protection goes. But in terms of protecting critters, like the poor wolves there have had a tough time. So we'll see how it goes. It's kind of a natural transition given climate change. So stay on the bikes and do lots of hiking and carpool, you know. It's like do our part to make things better.
Mm-hmm. To keep the global warming from getting much worse, you say?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, put those solar panels up and keep the pressure on PNM to start providing more of our power from alternatives.
So what else you got your eye on with the Sierra Club these days?
Well,
It's been a long time.
Yeah, I've been out poking around a little bit after the elections were over. The primaries were a bit taxing on my time for a while, but since that's been over about a month now, I've managed to get out a little bit and just kind of reviewing what's happening around town. It's we got all kinds of cool stuff. My wife spotted something. There's an official Sun Mountain Trail now.
Yep.
That's cool.
They've been working on it for a while, and I guess there was some controversy a number of years ago over whether or not it was something they wanted to do.
So now it's actually, you won't get busted going hiking up Sun Mountain.
Not as long as you stay on the trail, anyway.
Yeah. And then there's the Dale Ball connection to the Windsor Trail.
Yeah, La Piedra.
A couple weeks ago, I haven't been on that yet. I'm going to wait for the fall for that one, or I have to get out at 6 a.m. I'm not much of a hot weather hiker. I head higher when it gets hot like this. So that's a great connection for the mountain bikers and hikers if you want to start closer to town, spend less gas. And then I saw that the underpass, the bike/hiking underpass through under St. Francis there in the neighborhood of Zia Road, that's they just about got that done.
Yeah, right there near the Phantom train station?
Yeah, right, the Phantom train station.
The train station that almost was.
We ought to call that the Phantom underpass.
No, then people will be scared to use it.
Oh, that's true. Maybe not. Maybe we should give up on that. And then the one that I've been on a whole lot, actually those three I haven't been on at all. So I'll have to scope them out. But the trail from Camino Elere on down to Frenchie's Field, that is now officially finished, along with a whole lot of restoration work on the river. The city's done two little pulse releases this year. And so now we have to keep hoping for the rainstorms. But the bottom line is that all the vegetation along the river that got planted on the rechanneling of the river, essentially, that's starting to grow like crazy, and there's been all kinds of volunteer work and money that's gone into making sure there's some stuff there to grow. So it's amazing to me when you're cruising along that on the bike, you know, you're going away from town, and it looks like, you know, it just looks like flat as all get out. And you turn around and you start heading, besides noticing that it's a whole lot harder going back uphill, the mountains are just really a fine view as you're pointed back towards town going up. And then once once you get down to the terminus of that new trail, there's you get to Frenchie's Field, so there's nice picnic tables there right close to the river. You can stop and have a little rest and have a little snack. And then the latest thing that the club's been involved in there is one of our members came to us a couple months ago and said, you know, it sure be nice if there was more food for the critters. It used to be a dairy herd on there for about 50 years, and then ultimately Tony Sandoval sold it to the city about close to 20 years ago, I think. And the 16 acres, a large part of that has just been left as an open natural field. And, of course, everybody knows what happens if you just kind of leave your yard for 20 years sitting. It grows weeds, like more weeds.
I leave mine for 2 weeks, and it's just overgrown with the things. It's incredible, even without any rain.
Yeah, it is amazing. I actually saw some wilted weeds this week riding the bike.
Wow,
around.
Even the weeds are dying. Wow.
The weeds are, like, getting cooked. But so what happened is the club sprang some money to buy some seeds and went and talked to the corrections department. And the corrections department said, yeah, we can provide some volunteer labor. We'll get some of our inmates out here, and we can we'll give you some free labor. And so they did some hand-picking of weeds and planting of seeds. And so now when the summer rains come, that should be a whole lot better munchies for the prairie dogs and the killdeer and whatnot.
I like the power of positive thinking. When the summer rains come, nice work. I'm knocking on wood back here.
Next Thursday, that's my guess.
Next Thursday, because it's the day after 4th of July.
Yeah. Well, because we've got to hike up Santa Fe Bully on the 4th of July. We don't want it raining that day.
Oh, okay. You got any other hikes going on? The Sierra Club?
Yeah. All the hikes are listed on nmsierraclub.org. There's another one. This is one of my favorite, although I'd have to do a little bit of conditioning to actually make it. North Church's Peak. Ooh. I think it rates as maybe the fourth highest in the state. It's a pretty big, it's great views, beautiful country. It's 15 plus miles and 4,000 foot plus gain. So I think it's the first one I've ever seen on our list that's called Very Strenuous. I used to lead those very strenuous. Very, and I
not just I'd strenuous, to, very
yeah,
strenuous.
Very. If you are still limber enough to have a beer when you get back, you will need it.
Right on. All right, nmsierraclub.org. Check it out.
And an interesting thing, so fairly good news, I think. We haven't gone through it with a fine-tooth comb, but the travel management plan for the Santa Fe National Forest was released sort of unofficially yesterday. It'll be published probably the 7th, I think, is of July, and the public will have 30 days to comment. But the bottom line is that they've reduced the mileage of roads in Santa Fe National Forest from about 8,000 miles to 2,500 miles, which I think is probably enough. That's a lot of roads still.
All right. So they don't want people out there tearing them up? Is that the idea?
Yeah, well, it's the challenge is that when you've got so many roads, there's like this huge backlog of maintaining them. If you don't maintain the roads and they're still in use, if anybody has driven anywhere in New Mexico, you know, even to your neighbor's house, you drive down driveways kind of fast, and it creates a lot of dust. And you drive a long ways on these roads out in the boonies. And it creates a lot of dust, a lot of noise. You get ATVs out there, and they're kind of noisy. And previously, it was kind of a, it's okay to travel anywhere as long as there's not a sign saying don't. And so now they're changing it to a model of you can only be on the road. You can't just go anywhere. If you're going off-road to collect your game if you're out hunting in the fall. I think you can only go like 150 feet away from the road to collect your game, so you can't just go cruising around anywhere. And then they're restricting roads, no roads closer than 100 feet to water, so the water courses are particularly vulnerable because of potential pollution as people cruise around. And that's been a big issue with the ATVs. Is, you know, it's pretty fun to go splashing through a stream at high speed, but it doesn't do very much for the stream banks, and creates a lot of mud and pollutes the water, and makes it more turbid, and then it makes it hard for the trout to live there. And so we haven't had a chance to really look it over, but just looking at raw number of miles, less miles of roads, it's less pollution in the streams and less noise for the critters to have to put up with. And you know, for me, it's less noise to have to deal with for hiking. You know, I'd rather be out there. I enjoy driving around looking at stuff, but I'd much rather be out there walking around looking at stuff. You see more. You see more critters that way.
Cool.
So, yeah, I think that's I think it's likely to be pretty good news. Of course, we'll probably see the environmental group say it's not enough. Roads closed, and we'll see the ATV group saying, you closed too many of our roads. So,
yeah.
That probably means the Forest Service did a pretty good job if everybody's kind of whining a little bit about how it came out. So,
well, we do appreciate you guys keeping an eye on things for us and bringing us the reports so we know what's what.
Okay. Well, thank you for the opportunity to chat with you a little bit this week.
Anytime. You take care, John. I'm going to get this posted as a podcast at santafe.com here in just a little bit.
Excellent.
Adios.
We'll catch you later.